Surely you're joking, Mr. Feynman. By Richard Feynman. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Surely you're joking, Mr. Feynman. Is a collection of anecdotes and stories by Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman. The book is divided into three parts, each of which covers a different period of Feynman's life. The first part covers his childhood and early education, the second part covers his time at Princeton and Los Alamos, and the third part covers his time at Caltech. Throughout the book, Feynman recounts stories from his life that illustrate his unique approach to problem-solving, his love of learning, and his passion for life. The first part of the book begins with Feynman's childhood in Far Rockaway, New York. He recounts his early fascination with science and mathematics, and his love of tinkering and building things. He also talks about his early education, and how he was able to teach himself advanced mathematics and physics. He then goes on to talk about his time at MIT in Princeton, where he worked on the Manhattan Project. He recounts his experiences working with some of the greatest minds of the time, and how he was able to contribute to the project despite his lack of formal training. The second part of the book covers Feynman's time at Los Alamos, where he worked on the atomic bomb. He talks about the intense secrecy surrounding the project, and how he was able to use his knowledge of physics to help solve some of the project's most difficult problems. He also recounts his experiences with the other scientists at Los Alamos, and how they were able to work together to create the atomic bomb. The third part of the book covers Feynman's time at Caltech, where he taught physics and worked on some of the most important scientific problems of the time. He talks about his work on quantum mechanics, and how he was able to use his unique approach to problem-solving to make breakthroughs in the field. He also recounts his experiences with some of the most famous scientists of the time, and how they were able to collaborate on some of the most important scientific discoveries of the 20th century. Overall, Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman, is an entertaining and informative look at the life of one of the most influential scientists of the 20th century. Through his stories, Feynman paints a vivid picture of his life and his approach to problem-solving, and provides an inspiring look at the power of curiosity and the importance of learning. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The importance of curiosity. Richard Feynman was a renowned physicist who was driven by his curiosity to explore the world around him. He believed that the best way to learn was to ask questions and to never be afraid of making mistakes. Richard Feynman was a renowned physicist who was driven by his curiosity to explore the world around him. He believed that the best way to learn was to ask questions and to never be afraid of making mistakes. Feynman was a firm believer in the power of curiosity, and he encouraged others to embrace it as well. He argued that curiosity was essential for making progress in any field, and that it was the key to unlocking new discoveries and insights. Feynman argued that curiosity was the spark that ignited the creative process. He believed that it was the driving force behind innovation and creativity, and that it was the key to unlocking new ideas and solutions. He argued that without curiosity, progress would be impossible, and that it was essential for any kind of meaningful progress. Feynman also argued that curiosity was essential for personal growth and development. He believed that it was the key to unlocking new perspectives and understanding, and that it was the foundation for any kind of meaningful learning. He argued that without curiosity, we would be unable to make sense of the world around us, and that it was essential for any kind of meaningful progress. Feynman's belief in the power of curiosity was unwavering, and he encouraged others to embrace it as well. He argued that curiosity was essential for making progress in any field, and that it was the key to unlocking new discoveries and insights. He believed that it was the spark that ignited the creative process, and that it was the driving force behind innovation and creativity. Main idea number 2. The power of imagination. Feynman was a firm believer in the power of imagination and creativity. He believed that by using one's imagination, one could come up with creative solutions to difficult problems. Richard Feynman was a firm believer in the power of imagination and creativity. He believed that by using one's imagination, one could come up with creative solutions to difficult problems. He argued that imagination was the key to unlocking the mysteries of the universe, and that it was the only way to truly understand the world around us. He believed that imagination was the key to unlocking the potential of the human mind, and that it was the only way to truly understand the world around us. Feynman argued that imagination was the key to unlocking the mysteries of the universe, and that it was the only way to truly understand the world around us. He believed that imagination was the key to unlocking the potential of the human mind, and that it was the only way to truly understand the world around us. He argued that imagination was the key to unlocking the mysteries of the universe, and that it was the only way to truly understand the world around us. Feynman also argued that imagination was the key to unlocking the potential of the human mind, and that it was the only way to truly understand the world around us. He believed that imagination was the key to unlocking the mysteries of the universe, and that it was the only way to truly understand the world around us. He argued that imagination was the key to unlocking the potential of the human mind, and that it was the only way to truly understand the world around us. Feynman's belief in the power of imagination and creativity was a cornerstone of his work. He argued that imagination was the key to unlocking the mysteries of the universe, and that it was the only way to truly understand the world around us. He believed that imagination was the key to unlocking the potential of the human mind, and that it was the only way to truly understand the world around us. Main idea number 3. The importance of learning from mistakes. Feynman was a firm believer in learning from mistakes. He believed that mistakes were an important part of the learning process and that one should never be afraid to make mistakes. I learned very early the difference between knowing the name of something and knowing something. I think it's remarkable, for example, that in the sciences, we have learned to know so much, yet have so little understanding. We have to remember that the things we have learned are not the same as the real thing. We have to learn to recognize when we are making mistakes and to correct them. Feynman believed that mistakes were an essential part of the learning process. He encouraged people to make mistakes and to learn from them. He argued that mistakes were a necessary part of the process of understanding and that one should never be afraid to make mistakes. He believed that mistakes were a valuable source of knowledge and that one should never be afraid to make them. Feynman also believed that mistakes were a great way to learn. He argued that mistakes could be used to identify areas of weakness and to develop strategies to improve. He argued that mistakes could be used to identify patterns and to develop better ways of doing things. He argued that mistakes could be used to develop new ideas and to explore new possibilities. Feynman's belief in the importance of learning from mistakes is an important part of his legacy. He argued that mistakes were an essential part of the learning process and that one should never be afraid to make them. He argued that mistakes could be used to identify areas of weakness and to develop strategies to improve. He argued that mistakes could be used to identify patterns and to develop better ways of doing things. He argued that mistakes could be used to develop new ideas and to explore new possibilities. Main idea number 4. The importance of having fun. Feynman believed that having fun was an important part of life and that it was important to enjoy the process of learning. He believed that having fun was essential for creativity and problem solving. Feynman believed that having fun was an important part of life and that it was important to enjoy the process of learning. He believed that having fun was essential for creativity and problem solving. He argued that when people are having fun, they are more likely to be creative and come up with innovative solutions to problems. He also argued that having fun can help people to stay motivated and engaged in their work, which can lead to better results. Feynman also argued that having fun can help to reduce stress and anxiety. He believed that when people are having fun, they are more likely to be relaxed and open to new ideas. This can help to reduce stress and anxiety, which can lead to better mental health. He also argued that having fun can help to build relationships and foster collaboration, which can lead to better teamwork and better results. Feynman's belief in the importance of having fun is still relevant today. Having fun can help to reduce stress and anxiety, foster creativity, and build relationships. It can also help to keep people motivated and engaged in their work, which can lead to better results. Therefore, it is important to make sure that we take the time to have fun and enjoy the process of learning. Main idea number 5. The importance of being open-minded. Feynman believed that it was important to be open-minded and to be willing to consider different perspectives. He believed that by being open-minded, one could gain a better understanding of the world. Richard Feynman believed that it was important to be open-minded and to consider different perspectives. He argued that by being open-minded, one could gain a better understanding of the world. He believed that it was important to be willing to consider different points of view, even if they were not in line with one's own beliefs. He argued that by doing so, one could gain a more comprehensive understanding of the world and its complexities. Feynman also argued that being open-minded was essential for creativity and innovation. He argued that by being open to new ideas and perspectives, one could come up with creative solutions to problems. He believed that by being open-minded, one could come up with new and innovative ways of looking at the world. Feynman also argued that being open-minded was essential for learning. He argued that by being open to different perspectives, one could gain a better understanding of the world. He believed that by being open-minded, one could learn more about the world and its complexities. In conclusion, Richard Feynman believed that it was important to be open-minded and to consider different perspectives. He argued that by being open-minded, one could gain a better understanding of the world, come up with creative solutions to problems, and learn more about the world and its complexities. Main idea number 6. The importance of taking risks. Feynman believed that taking risks was an important part of life and that it was important to be willing to take risks in order to achieve success. You have to take risks. We will only understand the miracle of life fully when we allow the unexpected to happen. Richard Feynman. Feynman believed that taking risks was an essential part of life and that it was important to be willing to take risks in order to achieve success. He argued that taking risks was necessary in order to explore new ideas and to push the boundaries of knowledge. He also believed that taking risks was a way to learn and grow, as it allowed us to experience new things and to gain new perspectives. Feynman argued that taking risks was not only important for achieving success, but also for living a fulfilling life. He believed that taking risks was a way to challenge ourselves and to push our boundaries. He argued that taking risks was a way to explore our potential and to discover our true capabilities. He also argued that taking risks was a way to gain new experiences and to learn from our mistakes. Feynman believed that taking risks was an important part of life and that it was important to be willing to take risks in order to achieve success. He argued that taking risks was a way to explore new ideas and to push the boundaries of knowledge. He also argued that taking risks was a way to learn and grow, as it allowed us to experience new things and to gain new perspectives. Ultimately, Feynman believed that taking risks was essential for living a fulfilling life and for achieving success. Main idea number 7. The importance of hard work. Feynman believed that hard work was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to put in the effort to achieve one's goals. Feynman believed that hard work was essential for success. He said, "You have to work hard to get something out of life. You have to put in the effort to achieve your goals." Feynman was a firm believer in the power of hard work. He said, "If you want to succeed, you have to be willing to put in the effort. You have to be willing to work hard and put in the time and energy to make your dreams come true." Feynman also believed that hard work was the key to success. He said, "If you want to be successful, you have to be willing to put in the hard work. You have to be willing to put in the time and effort to make your dreams come true." Feynman's belief in the importance of hard work was unwavering. He said, "No matter what you do, you have to be willing to put in the effort. You have to be willing to work hard and put in the time and energy to make your dreams come true." Feynman's message was clear: hard work is essential for success. He believed that if you want to achieve your goals, you have to be willing to put in the effort. You have to be willing to work hard and put in the time and energy to make your dreams come true. Main idea number 8. The importance of having a sense of humor. Feynman believed that having a sense of humor was essential for success and that it was important to be able to laugh at oneself. Having a sense of humor is an essential part of life. It can help us to cope with difficult situations, to stay positive, and to make the most of our experiences. Richard Feynman, the Nobel Prize-winning physicist, believed that having a sense of humor was essential for success and that it was important to be able to laugh at oneself. He wrote in his book, "Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman," that humor is a sign of a healthy mind, and a healthy mind is essential for success. Feynman believed that having a sense of humor was a way to stay humble and to keep perspective. He wrote, "Humor is a way of keeping your feet on the ground, of not taking yourself too seriously, of being able to laugh at yourself and at life." He also believed that having a sense of humor was a way to stay creative and to keep learning. He wrote, "Humor is a way of looking at the world in a different way, of seeing the absurdities and the ironies, and of being able to laugh at them." Feynman's advice is still relevant today. Having a sense of humor can help us to stay positive, to stay humble, and to stay creative. It can help us to cope with difficult situations and to make the most of our experiences. So, take a moment to laugh at yourself and to enjoy the absurdities of life. It just might be the key to success. Main idea number 9. The importance of being honest. Feynman believed that honesty was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to tell the truth. Richard Feynman believed that honesty was essential for success. He argued that one should never be afraid to tell the truth, no matter how difficult it may be. He believed that honesty was the foundation of any successful endeavor, and that it was essential to build trust and respect with others. He also argued that honesty was the only way to ensure that one's work was of the highest quality. He believed that if one was honest, then their work would be of the highest caliber and would be respected by others. Feynman also argued that honesty was the only way to ensure that one was not taken advantage of. He argued that if one was honest, then they would be able to stand up for themselves and ensure that they were not taken advantage of. He argued that honesty was the only way to ensure that one was not taken advantage of, and that it was essential to protect oneself from being taken advantage of. Feynman believed that honesty was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to tell the truth. He argued that honesty was the foundation of any successful endeavor, and that it was essential to build trust and respect with others. He also argued that honesty was the only way to ensure that one's work was of the highest quality, and that it was the only way to ensure that one was not taken advantage of. He believed that honesty was essential for success, and that it was essential to protect oneself from being taken advantage of. Main idea number 10. The importance of being humble. Feynman believed that humility was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to admit when one is wrong. Feynman believed that humility was essential for success. He said, "It is important to realize that you don't know everything, and that you can learn from others. It is also important to be humble and to admit when you are wrong." Feynman believed that humility was a key factor in achieving success. He said, "Humility is the ability to recognize that you don't know everything and that you can learn from others. It is also important to be humble and to admit when you are wrong." Feynman also believed that humility was essential for success. He said, "Humility is the ability to recognize that you don't know everything and that you can learn from others. It is also important to be humble and to admit when you are wrong. This will help you to stay open to new ideas and to be willing to change your mind when necessary." Feynman believed that humility was essential for success. He said, "Humility is the ability to recognize that you don't know everything and that you can learn from others. It is also important to be humble and to admit when you are wrong. This will help you to stay open to new ideas and to be willing to change your mind when necessary. Being humble will also help you to stay focused on the task at hand and to be able to take criticism without becoming defensive." Main idea number 11. The importance of being persistent. Feynman believed that persistence was essential for success and that one should never give up in the face of adversity. Feynman believed that persistence was essential for success. He said, "You have to keep a kind of open mind, and to work very hard and persistently. You must not give up in the face of adversity. You must keep trying and never give up. Feynman was a firm believer in the power of persistence. He said, "If you want to succeed, you must be willing to put in the effort and never give up. You must be willing to take risks and try new things. You must be willing to learn from your mistakes and keep going." Feynman also believed that persistence was the key to success. He said, "You must be willing to work hard and persistently. You must be willing to take risks and try new things. You must be willing to learn from your mistakes and keep going. You must never give up." Feynman's advice is timeless and still relevant today. Persistence is essential for success. It is important to keep an open mind, work hard, and never give up in the face of adversity. By being persistent, you can achieve your goals and reach your full potential. Main idea number 12. The importance of being passionate. Feynman believed that passion was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to pursue one's dreams. Feynman believed that passion was essential for success. He said, "You have to have passion for what you're doing, you have to really want it and believe in it. You have to have the courage to pursue your dreams and never be afraid to take risks." Feynman also believed that passion was the key to unlocking one's potential. He said, "You have to be passionate about what you're doing, and you have to be willing to put in the hard work and dedication to make it happen. You have to be willing to take risks and be willing to fail." Feynman's passion for his work was evident in everything he did. He was always willing to take risks and push himself to the limit. He was never afraid to try something new and was always willing to learn from his mistakes. He was passionate about his work and it showed in the results he achieved. Feynman's passion for his work was contagious. He inspired others to be passionate about their work and to never give up on their dreams. He showed that with passion and dedication, anything is possible. Main idea number 13. The importance of being creative. Feynman believed that creativity was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to think outside the box. Richard Feynman believed that creativity was essential for success. He argued that one should never be afraid to think outside the box and explore new ideas. He believed that creativity was the key to unlocking new possibilities and that it was essential for success in any field. He argued that creativity was the spark that could lead to great discoveries and inventions. He also believed that creativity was a way to express oneself and to find joy in life. Feynman argued that creativity was a way to challenge the status quo and to push boundaries. He believed that creativity was a way to explore new ideas and to find solutions to problems. He argued that creativity was a way to think differently and to come up with innovative solutions. He also believed that creativity was a way to express oneself and to find joy in life. Feynman argued that creativity was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to think outside the box. He believed that creativity was the key to unlocking new possibilities and that it was essential for success in any field. He argued that creativity was the spark that could lead to great discoveries and inventions. He also believed that creativity was a way to express oneself and to find joy in life. Main idea number 14. The importance of being independent. Feynman believed that independence was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to stand up for oneself. Feynman believed that independence was essential for success. He argued that one should never be afraid to stand up for oneself and to think for oneself. He believed that it was important to be able to think independently and to make decisions without relying on the opinions of others. He also believed that it was important to be able to take risks and to be willing to try new things. He argued that it was important to be able to think outside the box and to be able to challenge the status quo. He argued that it was important to be able to think for oneself and to be able to make decisions without relying on the opinions of others. Feynman also argued that it was important to be able to take risks and to be willing to try new things. He argued that it was important to be able to think outside the box and to be able to challenge the status quo. He argued that it was important to be able to think for oneself and to be able to make decisions without relying on the opinions of others. He argued that it was important to be able to take risks and to be willing to try new things, even if they may not be popular or accepted by others. He argued that it was important to be able to think for oneself and to be able to make decisions without relying on the opinions of others. Feynman argued that independence was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to stand up for oneself. He argued that it was important to be able to think independently and to make decisions without relying on the opinions of others. He argued that it was important to be able to take risks and to be willing to try new things, even if they may not be popular or accepted by others. He argued that it was important to be able to think for oneself and to be able to make decisions without relying on the opinions of others. Main idea number 15. The importance of being organized. Feynman believed that organization was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to plan ahead. Organization is an important part of success, according to Richard Feynman. He believed that one should never be afraid to plan ahead and be organized. He said, "Organization is the key to success. It's the only way to make sure that you're doing the right things at the right time." Feynman also believed that organization was essential for productivity. He said, "Organization is the key to getting things done. It's the only way to make sure that you're doing the right things at the right time." He believed that organization was the key to staying focused and productive. He said, "Organization is the key to staying focused and productive. It's the only way to make sure that you're doing the right things at the right time." Feynman also believed that organization was essential for success. He said, "Organization is the key to success. It's the only way to make sure that you're doing the right things at the right time." He believed that organization was the key to staying on track and achieving success. He said, "Organization is the key to staying on track and achieving success. It's the only way to make sure that you're doing the right things at the right time." Feynman's belief in the importance of organization is clear. He believed that organization was essential for success, productivity, and staying on track. He said, "Organization is the key to success, productivity, and staying on track. It's the only way to make sure that you're doing the right things at the right time." Main idea number 16. The importance of being flexible. Feynman believed that flexibility was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to adapt to changing circumstances. Feynman believed that flexibility was essential for success. He argued that one should never be afraid to adapt to changing circumstances, no matter how difficult or uncomfortable it may be. He argued that the ability to be flexible and to adjust to new situations was a key factor in achieving success. He believed that it was important to be open to new ideas and to be willing to try different approaches to problems. He also argued that it was important to be able to recognize when something wasn't working and to be willing to change course. Feynman argued that the ability to be flexible was a sign of strength, not weakness. He argued that it was important to be able to recognize when something wasn't working and to be willing to change course. He argued that it was important to be open to new ideas and to be willing to try different approaches to problems. He also argued that it was important to be able to recognize when something wasn't working and to be willing to change course. Feynman argued that flexibility was essential for success because it allowed one to take advantage of opportunities that may arise. He argued that it was important to be able to recognize when something wasn't working and to be willing to change course. He argued that it was important to be open to new ideas and to be willing to try different approaches to problems. He also argued that it was important to be able to recognize when something wasn't working and to be willing to change course. Feynman argued that flexibility was essential for success because it allowed one to take advantage of opportunities that may arise. He argued that it was important to be able to recognize when something wasn't working and to be willing to change course. He argued that it was important to be open to new ideas and to be willing to try different approaches to problems. He also argued that it was important to be able to recognize when something wasn't working and to be willing to change course in order to find a better solution. Main idea number 17. The importance of being patient. Feynman believed that patience was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to take the time to do things right. Feynman believed that patience was essential for success. He said, "You have to be patient. You have to take the time to do things right. Don't be afraid to take the time to do it right." Feynman believed that patience was a key factor in achieving success. He said, "You have to be patient and take the time to do things right. Don't be afraid to take the time to do it right. If you rush through something, you'll make mistakes and it won't be as good as it could be." Feynman also believed that patience was important for learning. He said, "You have to be patient and take the time to learn. Don't be afraid to take the time to learn. If you rush through learning, you won't understand the material as well as you could." Feynman's advice on patience is timeless. It is important to take the time to do things right and to learn. Patience is essential for success and should never be overlooked. Main idea number 18. The importance of being confident. Feynman believed that confidence was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to believe in oneself. Feynman believed that confidence was essential for success. He argued that one should never be afraid to believe in oneself and to take risks. He argued that it was important to be confident in one's abilities and to trust in one's own judgment. He also argued that it was important to be willing to take risks and to be open to new ideas and experiences. He believed that having confidence in oneself was the key to success and that it was important to be able to take risks and to be open to new ideas and experiences. Feynman also argued that it was important to be able to take criticism and to learn from it. He argued that it was important to be able to accept criticism and to use it to improve oneself. He argued that it was important to be able to take criticism and to use it to become better. He argued that it was important to be able to take criticism and to use it to become more confident in oneself. Feynman believed that confidence was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to believe in oneself. He argued that it was important to be confident in one's abilities and to trust in one's own judgment. He argued that it was important to be willing to take risks and to be open to new ideas and experiences. He argued that it was important to be able to take criticism and to use it to improve oneself. He argued that it was important to be able to accept criticism and to use it to become better. He argued that it was important to be able to take criticism and to use it to become more confident in oneself. Main idea number 19. The importance of being generous. Feynman believed that generosity was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to help others. Feynman believed that generosity was essential for success. He argued that one should never be afraid to help others, even if it means sacrificing something of their own. He believed that by being generous, one could open up opportunities for themselves and others. He also believed that generosity could lead to a greater sense of satisfaction and fulfillment in life. Feynman argued that generosity was not only beneficial for the recipient, but also for the giver. He believed that by giving to others, one could gain a greater appreciation for their own life and the lives of those around them. He also argued that generosity could lead to a greater sense of connection and understanding between people. He believed that by being generous, one could create a more harmonious and peaceful world. Feynman argued that generosity was a key part of success. He believed that by being generous, one could open up opportunities for themselves and others. He argued that generosity could lead to a greater sense of satisfaction and fulfillment in life. He also argued that generosity could lead to a greater sense of connection and understanding between people. Main idea number 20. The importance of being open to new ideas. Feynman believed that openness to new ideas was essential for success and that one should never be afraid to consider different perspectives. The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool. So you have to be very careful about that. After you've not fooled yourself, it's easy not to fool other scientists. You just have to be honest in a conventional way after that. Feynman believed that openness to new ideas was essential for success. He encouraged people to never be afraid to consider different perspectives, even if they seemed strange or unconventional. He believed that by being open to new ideas, one could gain a better understanding of the world and make more informed decisions. Feynman also believed that it was important to question the status quo and to challenge accepted beliefs. He argued that by doing so, one could uncover new insights and uncover hidden truths. He argued that it was important to be open to new ideas and to be willing to explore them, even if they seemed strange or unconventional. Feynman's philosophy of openness to new ideas has been embraced by many people, and it has become a cornerstone of modern science. By being open to new ideas, scientists can make discoveries that would otherwise remain hidden. It is also important for people in other fields, such as business and politics, to be open to new ideas in order to stay ahead of the competition and to make informed decisions.